You are on Texas Standard Time.
In order to develop a new drug or a new product with biological or medical application, scientists need to work on their ideas in places that are sufficiently equipped, you know, laboratories. And yeah, got to add to that, you have to have a place to develop the product for the marketplace. But unless you're a major, pharmaceutical company or an established biosciences firm, there are relatively few places to get the job done. Now, that's why so many link up with a major research university, but what if you don't have the connections or the cash? Well, Dr. Tyler Drake is getting a lot of attention at the moment for launching what's being called the Bioscience Incubator at the sixth largest community college in the nation, Austin Community College. Dr. Drake, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
What is a wet lab?
A wet lab is a facility built for research and development of biological products. So,
As opposed to a dry lab?
Exactly. Yeah, a dry lab actually does exist as well.
Okay. All right.
And you can think of to break this down very simply. You could think of a dry lab as maybe some workbenches in a shed or a box.
Okay.
A wet lab actually has the type of surfaces needed to work with biological products. So if you spill, easy cleanup. And then also the safety apparatus, such as showers, eye washes, if you would get these fluids or whatever you may be working with, chemicals on your body.
I don't think I've ever heard of a community college making this sort of offer to, I suppose, the entrepreneurial community is really who you're reaching out to here.
Sure. It is a very unique thing, especially in Texas. There's a few other community colleges, and when I say few, I literally mean, less than six.
Right.
I'm not exaggerating. That work with companies in this way. So what we do is we actually lease this wet lab facility to entrepreneurs and startup companies or other companies commercializing products in Central Texas.
This sounds like an enormous opportunity then for a student who may not be attending a Research One university or something along those lines to actually experience some of, get some of the experience that some of those students at some of the top tier universities are exposed to.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. The student experience, especially at the Bioscience Incubator, is completely hands-on research. I mean, they work shoulder to shoulder with entrepreneurs, with researchers, PhD level, MBA. It's a great experience.
I guess a lot of academics know this, but one of the dark secrets of the academy is that a lot of products are developed there. University can take a little cut or get a piece of the action. That's part of the way the economic structure of higher ed. Would ACC get a little share of whatever might be invented in a wet lab like this?
We typically don't. If it's a company's intellectual property that they bring to the lab, they will own 100% of their ideas. But you can have the example where maybe something's co-invented by a student and a faculty. In that case, those folks would own their idea.
It's my understanding that the state of Texas has actually stepped up to the plate and made an investment here as well. What's the big idea?
A few years ago, ACC received support from the state of Texas in a grant, and that was largely to help build out the Highland Mall, which is where we're located.
Let me say
the former Highland
Mall. This is, for those who don't live in Austin, this is, I think for a while there, it was considered a dead mall. And Austin Community College has been particularly aggressive in buying up some of these real estate sites, like a Highland Mall. And so now you have how many labs there?
Well, there's a whole campus there now. It's about 1.2 million square feet.
Good night.
And as you said, the mall was built in the 70s, and they're redeveloping it into a 1.2 million square foot campus.
So let's blue sky this thing for just a moment.
Sure.
What kind of companies, what kind of products or innovations would you imagine or maybe cross your fingers and hope could come out of what ACC is doing here?
We work with companies in the life sciences, anywhere from, let's say, environmental testing, the whole way up to brain cancer drugs. The big mission is can we make an impact?
But what this also does, as you were saying earlier, it opens the door for students to get hands-on experience with this kind of research, but maybe make a few job connections.
Absolutely. The big win, let's look at that, the pie in the sky win, is a company comes and works with us out of our space. They grow, they raise money, and they can build their own lab. And then they hire our students.
You know, I understand that this project was recently featured in a publication in the Netherlands, and I suppose I was sort of surprised to see that sort of attention. Why is it generating so much interest and surprise right now, do you think?
It's uniqueness. We opened in February. We've had somewhere around 400 tours that we've given.
Wow.
From now that the folks from the Netherlands were there, from six different countries. So it's getting some, you know, international attention.
Dr. Tyler Drake is the director of the newly opened Bioscience Incubator at the Austin Community College. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with the Texas Standard.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much.